one of the big issues, of course, is trying to raise the profile and acceptance of para-athletic sport in Vanuatu. We have quite a significant number of people, for such a small population, are living with some sort of an impairment. We had a census recently, and they estimate around about 13,000 to 22,000 people living with an issue, mainly deafness from glue ear when they're people younger, but certainly they're the hidden people. Under custom, people feel quite ashamed of having a child with a disability. So even when the census is done, perhaps we're not capturing all the people because families hide them. So I'm just seeing the para-athletic movement as a way to make people realise, not look at the disability, but to look for the ability and what can be done. And so to have our girls do so well, it really means that they can be change champions and we can get them out into the communities and use their public profile now to encourage other people to bring their children into schools, into talent, our athletic talent identification days, and improve their healthy lifestyle outcomes, their acceptance, and their own personal self-esteem, which, you know, it's certainly been amazing to see that particular aspect with our girls.
Now, the Australian government has so far been providing financing and paying for a position of a volunteer to work, help grow sport amongst people with disabilities in Vanuatu. What happens when Australia doesn't fund it? Is there enough of a drive within the Vanuatu government, for example, to see this as a priority?
Well, that's certainly where I'm intending to do. So I've just been sitting here writing the to-do list of the visits that I want to make to see if we can get some support. Yes, we do have an Australian government-funded volunteer. Her assistance has been incredible. But for us, otherwise, we have no support. And so it's back to the old sausage sizzle on the corner mode every Saturday. We're really hoping now, with the girls having done so well, that perhaps we might be able to identify a corporate sponsor and perhaps get some sort of support from the Vanuatu government as well, who were very generous in support for us for the South Pacific Mini Games, recognising our improved governance and organisational performance.
So essentially what this whole experience has shown, though, that is if you invest in people with disabilities and sport, you get the rewards. It's a worthwhile investment.
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, there just must be so much athletic talent out there untapped. When you can see what's been done with just one two-day talent identification program, and it's really raising people's profiles and acceptance and self-esteem that this is all about.